Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
With my man, Stars and Stripes, Carver High, it's C2C on a Where Do You Hurt Wednesday on SportsGrid. Get the SportsGrid app on iOS or Android. It's phenomenal. Follow your favorite hosts like Carver High. You get all the scores, news, highlights, videos. How about in-game odds? They got it all. You can watch the network. You can listen to the network on the app. Yesterday, I met my guy, John, at the Kathy O's condo, and I said he fell over when he realized the Pharrell was there and that was my mother-in-law. Had no clue, never met the guy. He was a huge fan of the show going all the way back, like, to the FAN days. And he said, how do I watch this sports grid? And I said, it's real simple, John. Let me show you. And that app, I mean, to tell you, it changed this guy's life. He's like, oh, my God, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen. I can sit here at work and watch you and sit on my ass and drink beer and watch right on the phone. I'm like, yes, you can, brother. He goes, it's the greatest thing ever. I said, I've been telling people that for years since they started that thing. I think it started like a year and a half ago. It's the best app I ever saw. All right, Carver, hi, let's talk baseball.
Yeah, let's do that. Of course, everybody is in action again tonight. And thankfully, because they've been screwing this up for years on these national holidays, everyone's playing tomorrow on the 4th of July, Scotty. They've been screwing that up recently where they give teams off, like on Memorial Day and 4th of July and Labor
Day. Fail.
Which is just a total fail. But everyone plays tomorrow, too. Reds beat the Yankees last night 5-4 at the stadium. As we mentioned at the top, another bad outing for Louis Gil. Gave up a two-run homer to Will Benson, who straight away center. And then a couple of batters later, they took him out to turn around L.A. De La Cruz, who had a triple earlier in the game. Let's just say he doesn't have as much power from the right side, Scotty, but he certainly did against this hack Ferguson on Bally Sports Ohio.
And he drills this ball to left center. That's got great carry. That splashes down to the bend. De La Cruz goes deep. He's got 15. A pair of two-run taters for the Reds and a four-run fifth.
Tell me that the Reds organization doesn't need to figure out a way to wrap this guy up for 10 or 12 years.
He is very exciting to watch, Scotty. Not just the power, and he does have power.
Everything.
He flies around the bases. On the base paths, he's exciting. In the field, he's exciting. Everywhere, he's exciting. I know, you know, people complain, well, he strikes out a lot. Everyone strikes out. In Major League Baseball, everyone strikes out. So you could deal with that when you get the kind of excitement that he is. He's a box office type of player, just like the Cruz missile in Pittsburgh and all these other young players that are starting to come up. They are big-time players that are going to be the future of this league. That's another guy, right? Like, we've talked about Skeens being at the All-Star game in Arlington in a couple weeks. Like, tell me you got to have Ellie De La Cruz down there as well because he is a fan favorite right now. That is for sure. As far as Gil goes, three really bad performances in a row. I think eventually you'll get the phantom arm fatigue, 4 weeks out, something like that, to give him a rest. The problem is, though, Scotty, it's not just him. Yankee starting rotation as a whole has had, like, the worst ERA in baseball the last month. So they have
There's
done a
no
bad
doubt.
Job with everyone.
Yeah, he's hit a wall for sure, and you know that they're talking about him in the organization, in the front office. You know Boone's having conversations with Cashman. What is wrong? You know the pitching coach. You know everyone's trying to figure out what the problem is. As far as going back to Ellie De La Cruz, you know, I would say, I'd be willing to say, you know, the best you've ever seen is Ricky Henderson, Lou Brock. There were so many that were great at it, but this guy, he flies around the bases, I think, at a speed equal to or greater than Deion Sanders. When Deion Sanders, if you remember when he played baseball, you can say whatever you want about his hitting or anything else. That guy, when he took off running, when he was running around the bases at Scarver High, it was like watching the Flash on, you know, the Flash has got some serious speed. Like, you don't mess with the Flash. And my man, Ellie De La Cruz, is clearly the second coming of the Flash or Deion Sanders on a base pass. I mean, this guy, if I were them, you know, they seem to me like a team, an organization that really screws things up over the last 20 years, to be honest. Let's face facts. They cannot screw this up with this kid. They got to keep this guy. He is everything to them. That's all there is to it.
And if he was to make it to the All-Star game, as I was just talking about, it would have to be added as a reserve. He's not one of the fan voting finalists, believe it or not, in the National League, which is getting announced tonight. Yelich, Profar, Tatis, Teoscar Hernandez, Brandon Marsh, and Nick Castellanos were the fan voting finalists. So a couple of those guys are going to get in. But I think they'll add Ellie. They do the smart thing sometimes over at the Ivory Tower over there on Park Avenue for baseball. Red Sox beat the Marlins 8-3. Oh, by the way, Judge number 32 in the law. He hits him every night.
He's up to 321. He's leading in everything.
Everything.
Average, homers, RBIs, Triple Crown is in play after the All-Star break the rest of the way. Judge, all eyes will be on, can he win the Triple Crown?
No doubt. Red Sox beat the Marlins 8-3. Cleveland beat the White Sox 7-6. We said yesterday here on Coast to Coast that that would be a lot of runs scored over in Cleveland, and sure enough, we did get that with 13 of them. The Cardinals beat the Pirates 7-4. I always hate doing this to you, but Nolan Gorman off of Helen Keller, grand salami on Bally Sports Midwest.
The 1-2. Swing and a high fly ball left center. Sawinski on the run, going toward that deep part of the wall at 410. It's gone! And opposite field, grand slam for Gorman on a two-strike count. And the Cardinals have broken this game open. Number 17 of the season.
Gorman, 17 home runs, a grand slam. That's all you need to win a game. Have somebody hit a grand slam and see how many times you lose. So they got to Keller. Keller was, 9-4 going into the game, and it wasn't his night. And I bet on him.
Yeah, it was not his night, that's for sure. Pirates will try again tonight at PNC against the Redbirds. The Mets beat the Nationals 7-2 in 10 innings. Second night in a row, the Mets explode for a huge number in the 10th inning. Pete Alonso finishing the job on SNY.
Now Alonso with Gamel, the pinch runner at first and two out. And Pete drives one to deep left field. Back goes Wood. He takes a look at the wall and it's out of here. Pete Alonso puts the hammer down with a two-run homer.
Oh, wow.
6 runs in the 10th inning last night. 5 runs in the 10th inning tonight. Alonso's 18th home run of the year and the Mets lead it 7-2.
How many times do we say Lindor and Alonso for home runs to ring the bell for us? And Lindor hit one as well.
He certainly did. Jays beat the Astros 7-6. They actually had a 7-0 lead in that game, and they were able to hold on. We did go ring the bell with Yordan Alvarez, who had a 3-run shot for Houston. Toronto put IKF, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, on the IR with a sprained left knee. He actually had been playing really well for Toronto, so that's unfortunate for them.
Have you ever had Giants Isaiah Kiner-Falefa downtown on the street meet scene? I mean, it's really good. It's fantastic. Right by Hudson, you can get them, those falafels. They were awesome.
Giants beat the Braves 5-3. This was the only game where one of my ring the bells was on the winning team, so Jorge Soler quickly on NBC Sports Bay Area.
Sliders away, fastball's up.
He blasts that one to left field. Wall is back. It is gone into that empty Giants bullpen. The Giants are on the board. Jorge Soler keeps swinging it. His 10th of the year.
What a great bet by you, Carver High. Yeah. Soler owns that. ballpark. You said that was it. It doesn't matter who's pitching. He just owns it. Whenever he's playing in that ballpark, he's the man.
Yeah, he crushed his Lopez, too, and he got him again last night. We'll have more Taters during the line share after we do the golf picks with Cam next. Golf Wednesday.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back from coast to coast on a Wednesday, a golf Wednesday, here on C2C. Carver High here with you. Scott will be back in a moment. Cam Stewart, the Prime Minister, joins us now as we get ready for the John Deere Classic, the tractor tournament on the PGA Tour this week, Quad Cities, TPC Deer Run, all the trimmings as we get ready for everyone to head across the pond next week, Scottish Open and then the Open Championship on the horizon. Cam, good to see you as always. I'm coming off a pretty good week with Cam Davis getting the victory up at Detroit at the Rocket Mortgage. I believe... Refresh my memory, you did have the first round leader with Akshay at the Rocket Mortgage, even though he did let you down with that missed putt on the 72nd hole, but you did have him for first round leader.
Yeah, I had Batia for first round leader, Rye in the tournament. We got really close, so we picked up all of our top five each way bets, but congratulations to you, Carver, and Brady Cannon, who's going to be on with me and Morenci tonight. Great pick with Cam Davis. He actually crossed my card, and that's why we're here at Sports Grid. I should have played your picks too. This guy is always there. Yeah, I got a text from Billy the Doorman on Sunday. He's like, I'm on Cameron Young. I go, you're done, because this guy's not going to win the golf tournament. Yeah, he goes, what about Rye? The minute he's on Rye, I'm going, this guy's just killing me again. Like, at least I'm alive in our golf pool, Carver. A lot of guys got knocked out with Tom Kim, baby. I'm alive. I'm alive.
Yeah,
I'd like to thank Britain Zone, Dick Bland. He likes it bland, but man, a 10-1, I hit him in that tournament live. This guy's hot. He's a player.
Yes. Two senior majors for Bland now. There's back-to-back majors for him on the senior tour, but they won't let him play in any of the other events. He only gets to play in the majors because he's on LIV, and he tears it up every single time. All right, Cam, we're pressed for time. Here's the chalk this week. Now, Cantlay was supposed to play. He backed out on Monday, citing some injury concerns. He's going to get ready for across the pond. Sungjae Im, Sepp Straka, defending champion. Aaron Rybrand back in the mix. Davis Thompson, dangerous Denny McCarthy's here. Who else do we got? Maverick McNealy. Wow, I see Jordan Spieth. Is he on the list, Cam? Oh, there's Jordan Spieth. He actually has tumbled even further live. That was than he was this morning. Interesting to see Spieth here. He's won here in the past. This tells me, Cam, he feels so bad about his game. And he's like, I guess, around the 60th area for those FedEx Cup points. He doesn't want to get left in the cold. He figures maybe he could show up here and get something going.
And I respect that. I know a lot of guys are just going to like, I'll figure it out. No, you need to go out and play in these Tier B events, Jordan. That's what happens. This is what happens with golf. You got all these other guys making runs. And you know what, Scott? Mike, I'll tell you, look at the guys you have too, like Cam Davis and Rybrand's playing great and all these other guys. So that's Spieth. Like, give me some picks, Carver. You're on fire this week, but I'm not betting Spieth. I like lower guys.
I'm not betting Spieth either. I'm going to stay away from him here, Cam. Here's what I am going to do. Now, I got a bunch of these very early on Monday morning. I know they've shifted quite a bit. I got him at 20-1 on Monday. That was a Keith Stewart hat tip to him. Dangerous Denny McCarthy at 22-1. This is a birdie fest. I feel like he's going to be able to roll the rock here. Davis Thompson has been on fire. It feels like he's knocking on the door. Maybe this week. Eric Cole's been playing a little better also at 60-1. And Seamus Power, who I believe has gone down to 40 now. Not sure I'd play him there, but I got him 80-1 first thing Monday morning, Cam, and this is a track where he plays well at too.
Very much so. And I'll tell you something, great call by you guys. And this course, the John Deere, is pretty easy. It's going to be a birdie fest. It's pretty simple. Carver said it. Wedges and hitting 20-foot putts. Who's going to be the guy? That's how you're going to win. I got a guy for you. Let's start at 35, Carver, even though I love your McCarthy pick. I'm going with Poston. Actually found Cole at a 50, so the 45 was a bad number. Seamus Power, you got 80. That's powerful. I'll still take him at 50, but I won't go any lower than that. Carver, I got to tell you, I'm hitting Japan. I'm hitting it hard. Hisatsune, the new beer of Japan at 65-1. Not Sapporo. Hisatsune, Neil Shipley, the big boy. Me, you, and Neil, we'd be crushing beers at a party if we were a little bit younger. And Moose, 150-1. Armour hits it nowhere. Doesn't matter. John Deere has a great track record there. Watch out for Zach Johnson as well.
I think this could be a week where one of these 100-plus guys wins. I'm thinking about adding Ben Coles to the list. I like how he's been playing the last couple weeks, too. He's in the buck 20, buck 30 range. All right, here we go. I love Big Shipley as well. I'm not going to go too crazy with him yet, but I will go T20 for him at plus 330. Who else do we got here? We've got Sepp Straka at a top 10. JT Poston, there he is, the postman delivers.
Yep.
Joel Damon playing some pretty good golf,
good
T20 at plus 300. There's Ben Coles, a top 40 at plus 125. And the big rig is pulling into Quad Cities for the tractor tournament. Harry Higgs at a top 40, Cam.
Are those bets or our buffet partners? A lot of big boys there. A lot of girth for the 4th of July. Carver's giving you LBs, baby. I'm going with Sepp Straka, another big boy. Top 10, 220. Nicky Dunlop, why not? Playing great golf. Plus 180, that's good for a top 10. Actually, it's a little bit higher than that. I might have got that one wrong. Denny McCarthy, you talked about it. I think him and McNeely offer the best value. Plus 130 and plus 145. These guys can win. Novak. He's a very dangerous guy in a course like this. Fits him perfectly at plus 120 for a top 40. And old man Johnson, Carver, you know Zach Johnson. Who are the hosts at the Quad Cities? It's always been the Steve Stricker and Zach Johnson show. Home game for him. And if you paid attention, he's actually popping up on leaderboards, top 20s and 30s. Watch out for Zach this week.
He has been doing that, Cam. You're right. All right, first round leader bombs. I'm going one kind of chalky, and then I'm going real deep. This week, Aaron Rise, he was in the mix for first round leader last week until Batia caught him in the afternoon wave. He's 45-1. Let's roll the dice with Johnny Vegas, baby. He was hanging around last week at 70-1. There's Novocaine, Andrew Novak,
10-1.
The Todd Father at 100-1. Justin Lauer at 110-1. CT Pots and Pans at a buck 20. And returning to the board for the first time in months, the Smother Man at 150-1 for first round leader. Let's go.
People in the community, beware. The Smotherman's on the loose. Lock your doors. Let's go. We got first round leader bets right now. I got Keith, Cashmere Keith, Killer Keith, whatever. 45-1. Seamus Power at 55. Cole's a hot starter at 55. This guy, Patrick Rogers, is the best Thursday, Friday, Saturday warrior in the game. 70-1, sign me up. Novak, I'm there with you. And let's get lower with Lauer at 110-1, Carver. Let's cash. Happy 4th of July, my friends in the United States, from the Prime Minister.
Thank you, Prime Minister. As always, let's continue to stay hot at TPC Deer Run for the Tractor Tournament this week on the PGA Tour. Next week, Cam, we are across the pond, Scottish Open, and then into the Open Championship. So you know what we like about that, Cam? The 2:30 a.m. East tee-offs the next couple of weeks, which are always interesting for the late-night owls like us. Cam, let's have a big one. Cam Stewart, Sports Rage Late Night, TPC Deer Run, the Tractor Tournament. We're back after this on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Carver Heist. Styling with the Prime Minister, and we get back to baseball. More golf later, thank God. All right, what do you got? Phillies got it done last night?
They certainly did, and I did tell you yesterday I thought I would like some homers out at Wrigley with the wind blowing out to left field on the radio show last night. We did add Trey Turner, and he provided us not one, but two homers against the Cubbies last night. The second one went really far on NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Bryson Stott is aboard. Trey Turner's coming up. And that one is crushed. Deep to left field. It's the second home run of the night. And I think it went out of the ballpark.
It sure did.
Literally out of the ballpark. A two-run home run for Turner. And the Phillies lead it 5-1.
Let's slow down. I've seen 5 million balls fly out of Wrigley Field completely out of the ballpark. Let's calm down with that little sandbox.
Rangers beat the Padres 7-0. Rays and Royals had to wait through a very long rain delay in Kansas City, but the Rays ended up winning 5-1. Brewers beat the Rockies 4-3. Not enough runs for us there. A's beat the Angels 7-5. Orioles beat the Mariners 2-0. Way under. In that one, as you were saying yesterday, they came nowhere close to the seven.
And they took over first in the East.
Yes, they did. They did take over first. The Dodgers beat the Diamondbacks 6-5. Back and forth game. Of course, I got that Christian Walker homer to put the Diamondbacks ahead. Ohtani put them ahead. Put the Dodgers ahead with a huge homer. Arizona tied it. Teoscar Hernandez sends him home happy on Sportsnet LA.
Last out, last strike, 5-5. And now Teoscar Hernandez with a chance to win the game. Hernandez, ground ball, base hit left field. Here's the game. Throw to the plate. Dodgers win. Bang, bang, bang. And their last out.
How about this guy? Multiple silver sluggers. Comes over from Toronto, and look at him, 3-for-5, 3 RBIs. He has been fantastic this season for the Dodgers already, and then last night he came through for him again.
We have heard a lot of guys say they are not going to participate in that home run derby. I think Henderson's the only one so far who said he will. Ohtani, add him to the no list along with Judge. He will not participate in the home run derby. Rehab, Scotty. He doesn't want to mess with his rehab schedule. And swinging the bat all that time, thinks it would be a deterrent for him in that home run derby. He is the favorite for the National League MVP. Look at this. Of course, he was not until Mookie Betts got hurt. And I got to tell you, Scotty, I don't think it would have mattered if Betts was playing or not. Your boy Ohtani has been on such a scorcher the past month that he probably would have overtook Betts anyway.
I mean, you see the amount of money already on him to win the MVP. And, you know, it's a two-horse race. I got to tell you, I think he's fantastic. There's no denying it. But Aaron Judge, to me, and I am biased. I'm here watching this guy every night like you are. You have to admit, his numbers are better. It's that simple. That guy's in the lead. Judge is in the lead, as far as I'm concerned, for MVP. That's just it. It's simple, period.
Judge on the AL side has taken that over. Judge and Harper both won Player of the Month, AL and NL. In fact, they won it in back-to-back months, Scotty. So Bryce Harper, who went on the IL list last week, won the Player of the Month for June. So did Judge. He also now leads for the AL in terms of the odds for the MVP. So Ohtani and Judge, who have been so good this entire stretch and have been basically hitting a home run every single night. I saw something where if you would have parlayed both of them to homer, I think in the last 2 weeks, Scotty, it's hit like seven times. I mean, you would have had yourself a monster.
Where is all that money coming from on Ohtani? Nobody in California can bet still on a mobile app. Where's all that money coming from?
I think it's just because he's one of those few guys that's a complete name everywhere. You know, that he's going to take action all over the place. And I think a lot of it also was in April, started slow. Betts was the favorite. You were getting him at 8-1, 9-1. I think that people were probably hammering down on Ohtani at that point. And now they're reaping the benefits of it. He has been excellent. All right, later on, I will give you a couple of other things, and then we will start to get into tonight's games, full slate, everyone playing. But we'll come back with the lion's share, and we will get the taters for tonight. Man, I hope we're as hot as we were last night, Scotty, with the taters, because we were red hot.
Every night. I'm done with all this, I hope. How about every night we ring the bell? How's that for a plan?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is a whole new jungle. This is The Lion's Share. Brought to you by BetMGM.
And the Euros and Copa, the summer celebration of soccer at BetMGM continues with a 33% odds boost throughout the Copa and Euros. Go to BetMGM's app, the mobile app on iOS or Android, or BetMGM.com for full details. 33% bigger payout odds boost. Are you kidding me? Through the Copa Farellas and the Euros? This is craziness, Carver High.
It certainly is, and we are down to the last eight in both the Euros and the Copa now. Day off, no soccer for us today, but later on I will let you know where the numbers stand for the last eight in both the Copa and the Euro, as we have a lot to do here on Coast to Coast today. Why don't we get into the lion's share, brought to you by BetMGM, and get to the taters. Last night, we rang the bell a ton with Yordan Alvarez, Jorge Soler, Christian Walker late night at Dodger Stadium. Let's try to do it again, Scotty. We'll start in Chicago. I'm usually not one who wants to go after Zach Wheeler. That's usually not the guy that I want to go after on Tater Time. But when somebody's 5-for-13 off of Wheeler and all five of those hits are home runs, I'll make an exception for it. Cody Bellinger, 5-for-13 with five homers in
what
his career off of Wheeler. Plus .550 for Cody tonight to start Tater Time off for us.
Five hits against him in 13 at-bats and all five are dingers. I mean, it is salty Tater Time right here.
You can't ignore that. And Bellinger hasn't even been hitting that well lately. He did have an RBI double last night, but that's just, you can't ignore when you've guys got five homers off of somebody. Next, Alex Bregman for the Astros in Toronto facing our boy Kikuchi tonight, Scotty. 7-for-18 with two homers in his career off of Kikuchi. And look at this fat price we're getting. Plus 600, 6-to-1 for Bregman tonight. Let's go, Kikuchi. Throw him a gopher ball.
You know, and he has been throwing gopher balls, and the Astros are on fuego. All I know is I love that bet as well. The little fella can get some pop going tonight. Let's go.
Let's go. He's due, baby. Next, down to Arlington. Padres and the Rangers getting together again. And Manny Machado has seen John Gray quite a lot in his career. Of course, when he was back in Colorado, he saw him quite frequently. How's 11-for-33 with four home runs in his career off of John Gray? And you're giving me plus 425. Which is usually a nice Machado sweet spot. Let's get Manny Big Fly down in Arlington tonight at that price.
Yeah, I think so. And here's why. My buddy is actually vacationing in San Diego. And I said, where are you staying? He said, I'm right across the street from Petco. I said, they're out of town. He's like, I don't care. I'm here for the food and the beach.
That's why he got a room there.
So that's
why.
Maybe, but that's why maybe Machado will hit one and ring the bell for us tonight, because they're not even playing at the home of the best soft serve ice cream in the majors.
No, they are not. Next, we will go to Colorado. Milwaukee is still there. I got Yelich on Sunday. We have not been able to get him yet in this series at Coors Field, but maybe Dakota Hudson is what we need. Yelich 5-for-12 with two homers in his career off of Hudson, plus 400 for him tonight. Let's go, Big Fly, Christian.
Yeah, I mean, what is it? Like three nights a week, I'm betting on this guy to hit a home run. You know, when I think of that lineup, I always think of Yelich. And give me that 400. That's what I'm talking about. Let's get it tonight in the thin air.
Last night, of course, we wanted a lot of taters in the White Sox-Guardian game in Cleveland. There was a lot of taters. Had a couple of add-ons. We're going to try to go after it again tonight. This time with Jose Ramirez. Let's take one of the best home run hitters on the board in that game. Fetty gives up a bunch of home runs. Ramirez has been very hot, of course, this year, and you're giving me plus 375 for him tonight. More power, of course, from the left side, which is where he'll be with Fetty on the mound. Let's go to Ramirez.
Have you ever seen anything like the way this guy turns on pitches on both sides of the plate? But he definitely has more power on the left side and jacks home runs. I am all for this bet.
All for that, indeed. And finally, I usually don't go back-to-back with the same guy.
What?
But this guy is so good at Dodger Stadium, and he did it in May. Homer two nights in a row. He's got three homers at Dodger Stadium this year. He's got 15 in 40 career games at Dodger Stadium. Christian Walker absolutely loves this place, and he has paid me off enough that I will go right back to the well tonight. Plus 450 for Christian Walker. I'm not scared of Gavin Stone, whoever you want to throw, it doesn't matter. Let's ring it again, Christian.
My man owns the ravine. He loves the temperatures outdoor, nighttime, Lipstick City, Dodger Stadium, Dodger Dogs, and long fly balls.
Indeed. So there you go. A little Tater Time six-pack for you on a full baseball night. Bellinger, Bregman, Machado, Yelich, Ramirez, and Christian Walker, Big Flies indeed. All right, before we leave the lion's share, I did want to give you updated look at both the Cy Youngs. Why? First of all, Skubal pitched last night for Detroit, I don't think he pitched that great, to be quite honest with you, Scotty. They did lose that game to the Twins. He left with a tied 2-2. Scooble's still the favorite. Plus 180 for the AL Cy Young right now. Corbin Burns at plus 250. Your boy Garrett, don't call me Davy Crockett, who the White Sox are looking to trade. Now 8-1 for the Cy Young with Logan Gilbert and all the other Mariner guys behind him at 12.
Your boy Gilbert Grape is on the list. Seth Lugo's having a great year, no doubt about it. I wouldn't argue with Scooble at this point. Even last night, he gives up two runs. I'll take that six ways till Sunday.
And we give you the National League ones today because the favorite is going tonight. We mentioned Zach Wheeler. We hope that he gives up a homer to Cody Bellinger. But he is the favorite at 2-1 right now. On the NL side, Chris Sale at plus 350, Tyler Glasnow at plus 550, Ranger Danger Suarez and Max Fried. And I now see him, Scotty, every time I open up that page.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
How close to the top has Skeens gotten? Well, he is now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He is now in the top 10. He's number 10 on the list at 30-1. He was 300-1 when he got called up. He's 30-1 now for the NL Cy Young.
Tell me he isn't the most exciting pitcher in baseball.
If that was the award, I think he would absolutely win. I think he would win if he's the most exciting in the baseball. I'm not sure he'll get this year. I think he'll win one in his career, maybe multiple ones in his career. I think he's probably just going to have to settle for Rookie of the Year this year, but maybe he'll prove me wrong and keep throwing seven innings and nine strikeouts every single night. That's going to move him even higher up the list.
Honestly, like, you know, I've heard it go from, is he going to make the All-Star game? Well, of course he's going to make the All-Star game. Is he going to start the All-Star game is the question.
Now, people would love that. And that's what the All-Star game should be about. It should be about fun and what do the people want to see. Nothing against Zach Wheeler or any of these other guys, but I'd rather have the kid go out there and start the All-Star game for the National League. And you know what? I think baseball would love it, too, because all eyes would be on it. They'd want to see Skeen face Judge. How about Skeens and Judge in the first inning of the All-Star game? Let's go. I mean, it would be great.
I want to see Ellie De La Cruz. Like, baseball's got to give us what we want to see. These are the most exciting players in the game. Ohtani, all the rest. But I want to see those kids. They're phenomenal, and that's what I think baseball needs, that shot in the arm of some new juice.
They certainly do. After you talk to Rob, I'll give you all of the games tonight in baseball, 15 of them. Everybody is in action for us. But there it is, the lion's share, brought to you by BetMGM. Let's get a big tater time tonight on a Wednesday, Scotty.
No doubt. And we'll come back and talk to Rob Raines from StLouisSportsPage.com, SDLSportsPage.com. Rob Raines next on C2C.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Always good to get Rob Raines on the show from StLouisSportsPage.com, SDLSportsPage.com. He covers the Cardinals and talks about the Cardinals. Highly unfortunate, Rob, last night for me as a Pirate fan to watch the Cardinals tattoo Helen Keller, who's been having a terrific season for the Pirates. But the Cardinals meant business. They've been hot. They've won 7 of 10. They're finally scoring some runs. What did you think of last night, Gorman and company lighting up Keller?
Yeah, it was a big game, a big swing for Gorman. He just had a horrible month of June. He hit 141 for the month, and he had some home runs early in the month, but then it really scuffled the last 3 weeks, striking out, you know, 40-something percent of his at-bats. So if they could get him going, along with some of the other guys who have played well to this point, and you know, the guy getting two big surprises in Burleson and Ciani, and then, of course, Mason Wynn has played really well at shortstop. But the main two anchors, Arenado and Goldschmidt, still haven't got it going either. But they're season-high four games over 500 now and are playing much better. But they could get Gorman's bat going. They just help the cause all the way around.
17 now for Gorman. What about tonight? They've got Mikolas going against this young kid, Jared Jones from Whittier, California. He's got some nasty stuff, the kid, but they already beat Keller. Now they face the next tough one, and we all know what they got now in the three-headed monster with Skeens. What do you think of Mikolas tonight at PNC?
You know, he had a bad game his last start. It was one of the worst starts of his career, so he's trying to bounce back from that. And they have not seen Jones, so it'll be a new experience for them. He did not pitch in the series in St. Louis earlier this year. They did see Skeens in that series, but they'll miss him in this go-around. But Cardinals traditionally don't do real well against a guy they haven't seen before, so we'll see how that works out. But Mikolas is due for a rebound after a very bad start a week ago.
So how do you like the lineup now? Wynn, Burleson, Contreras, Goldschmidt, then Donovan Arenado, Crawford, Gorman, and I think Ciani. How do you like the way they're lining up every day and going out and playing?
I think they're doing a lot better than they did earlier. I mean, as I say, the Burleson has been a big surprise to them. He's got 13 home runs, and I don't think, coming into the camp in spring training, if there had not been a couple of injuries to guys right as camp broke, I don't know that he would have made the ball club. So, he kind of was going to be the odd guy out after they signed Brandon Crawford as a free agent late. But he's made most of the opportunity he's had to play. And, the lineup's going to be interesting because they're about three or four days away probably from getting Lars Nootbaar back. He's on a rehab assignment, finishing that up in Double-A Springfield. The next few days, I think you might see him by the weekend in D.C., and then they're probably 2 to 3 weeks away from getting Tommy Edman able to play for the first time this year. So roster spots are going to get kind of tight here, so it's going to be interesting to see how they, A, number one, fill up the roster, then B, how they divide up the playing time.
So they've been playing well at Busch. Now they win in Pittsburgh, trying to do it again the next couple of nights, and then go to a big four-game series in our nation's capital. They were a couple games, I think, are under 500 on the road. This is important for them, these two swings through Pittsburgh and D.C., no?
Yes, definitely. They're in a situation, too, where you got, they're down the stretch run before the All-Star break, and then, a couple weeks after that, they've got to make some decisions on what they're going to do as far as the trading deadline is concerned. So, how they play the next month is going to be a big factor in whether they go out and try to buy another starting pitcher, where they try to, bolster the bullpen, if they try to get another bat, or do they try to sell off a couple of the pieces that they don't see being a fit here for long term. So it's a critical period for them to try to not only get closer to the Brewers, but at least solidify their spot in the wild card race as they're trying to make decisions about what they're going to do at that deadline.
And then they got the I-70 series brewing again with the Royals, and those are at Busch, those two games.
Yeah, then they'll go to Kansas City in August. So, yeah, those are always fun games no matter what the standings say. But this year you got the Royals playing a lot better than maybe people expected them to play too. So, there's no really easy part of the schedule. One of the things about the Cardinals, which is interesting, and we've seen it time and time again, is they have a tendency to play to the level of the competition. If they're playing a team like Miami or Colorado, they sometimes struggle more than if they're playing a team like Atlanta or the Phillies. So it's interesting to see, and I don't really have an answer for that, but it's so some of these games that you would automatically say, well, they should win those games, are kind of struggle sometimes. So they still have, even though their bats have been a little better lately, they still have a lot of games where they score 2, 3, 4 runs, and they still for whatever reason have a way to make even a game that should be a blowout game a tight game. I mean, Helsley's got 31 saves for a reason, because they play a lot of 1 and 2 run games. So they've got to try to figure out a way to win some games so they aren't quite so nerve-wracking.
Sonny Gray's been a nice addition in St. Louis, no doubt. He's the only guy under 3, right, with an ERA under?
Yeah, he's pitched really well. He didn't pitch as well in his last start, of course, but he had a perfect game into the seventh inning in his last game. I think the three of them that they signed, the free agent starters, Gray, Kyle Gibson, and Lance Lynn, have really given them exactly what they wanted over the course of this season when they got them in here last winter and bolstered the starting pitching combined with the bullpen being better. I think the question now is the offense. I think the pitching is good enough, maybe if they go out and get one more starting pitcher, that they can be in this race, either the wild card race or the division race. But they've got to get, we said it since day one of this season, the two big guys and the all-star players, the MVP caliber players, the potential Hall of Fame players in the cornerstones of this team is Nolan Arenado and Paul Goldschmidt, and they really have not played well. I mean, Goldschmidt's gotten better lately, but it's been a struggle for Arenado offensively. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do the rest of the way.
Yeah, I'm surprised that we're talking about them almost at the bitter end here, as opposed to the way we used to talk about them right from the jump as the best players on the Cardinals. That's not the case anymore. What about their back end, Helsley and Romero? How do you like their bullpen?
I like the bullpen fine. I think I would think they have a tendency to be a little bit overworked because they seem to run the same three or four guys out there every night. But that's, again, alluding to what we just talked about, because every game's such a close game. So they've done a good job, I think, of building Helsley some rest. They've made a decision kind of coming into the season that he was not going to pitch more than one inning in a game, was not going to pitch more than in a situation when they had a chance to either tie a game in extra innings or had a chance to get the save. And they kind of pretty much held true to that, and he's done well, even though he's battled the control of his fastball in the last month or so, which, you know, 102 miles an hour, you gotta be able to know where that thing's going to be effective. So he's walked more guys than he would like to walk, but I still think he's been the most effective closer in the league. He's got a shot, realistic shot, I think, at having the all-time record for most saves before the All-Star break. It's 38. He's at 31 now with 12 games to go in the Cardinals have 12 games left before the break, so it'll be interesting to see if he can pull that off. But he's you know, he was one of those guys that a month or two ago when the team was struggling, you said he could be a guy going.
I'm sorry, I apologize. Great stuff. Thank you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Carver High, a trade in baseball.
Yes, we did have a trade earlier today, believe it or not. The Tampa Bay Rays sent starting pitcher Aaron Civale, and man, is he giving up a lot of taters this year, to the Milwaukee Brewers. So the Brewers get themselves another arm, starting to, I guess, load up a little bit, as they are well ahead now in the NL Central. And they're going to need some arms in the playoffs, Scotty. You need every arm you can get in October, so they start with Civale.
You know, he can get strikeouts. I'll give him that. I mean, he can strike out eight guys in a game. In my opinion, though, he's given up a lot of runs, right? Like, so I'll give him this. He's an inning eater. His ERA is over five. He strikes guys out. He gives up runs. I'll believe it when I see it. You know, I think that he'll be invigorated at the very least going to a team that's in, you know, first place and that's direction is pointed toward the postseason. They've been tough enough, right, in that division. Let's see if they can hold on in the second half. But we'll see if he makes a huge difference for them in changing teams. Because, I mean, the Rays stink right now. It's cyclical. It's not their time, right? And he's out there eating innings. He's had 17 starts, but he gives up too many runs for me. He has to give up fewer runs in Milwaukee if it's going to work.
It certainly does, that's for sure. And one final story for you, and we'll go to tonight's games at the top of the hour. Longtime Philadelphia broadcaster Howard Eskin banned from Citizens Bank Park after an investigation found he made an unwanted advance to an Aramark employee. Of course, Aramark, Scotty, is the hospitality company that does a lot of the food and beverage in a lot of these stadiums across the country. They're in Citizens Bank. So Odyssey, who of course is the parent company of IP, where Eskin works, did an investigation, and he has now been banned from there. And I actually saw this afternoon that the Sixers also banned him from covering the Sixer games, too, at the Wells Fargo. So a good couple of 24 hours for Howard Eskin.
Like this has got all kinds of layers to it. First of all, he's an icon in Philadelphia. He's a legend on both TV and radio. He's the first sports talk radio show ever in Philly in 86, going in concert with WFAN in New York. 610 WIP started in 86. He was the first show, the only show that mattered in Philly forever. He's been on several TV stations there, including currently, I believe, Fox in the market. He does sideline stuff on the radio, even for WIP, for Eagles. And obviously his son was the big program director at WFAN and moved home to Philadelphia to do Afternoon Drive, Spike Eskin, right? And I'm sure they're not talking about it on the radio today. Maybe they are, but it's creepy Not only did they allegedly investigate this, all companies, allegedly Odyssey, allegedly the Phillies, allegedly Aramark, and they found that this guy was, you know, trying to kiss this chick, and I mean, full on. And then people, a lot of people corroborated it and saw it, right? So, like, they have all, in release statements, said that, frankly, he did it. It wasn't like, you know, there's some investigation and they're pulling him off the air. They're like, no, he allegedly did it, okay? So to cover, you know, my end of it, I'll say all those things. But what they're saying is it's a horrible situation. And in not so many words, he allegedly did it, right? So it's really creepy. And it's a horrific story, at least from the standpoint of a guy that's 73 that's a legend there. And now no one will let him in their arenas. No one will let him in their stadiums. They think he's a, there's only one way to say it. They think he's a pervert. Okay. Like, he's trying to, like, you know, make out with chicks that sell hot dogs at the baseball stadium. And then a bunch of people allegedly saw it. It's just a horrible story for him, for his son, for everyone. I'm sure they're making fun of him on the Fanatic. I bet Kincaid and his boys are having a laugh, because that guy is an institution in Philadelphia. And, you know, his son's some big shot, too. He walked out of New York to go home to do radio on that station. And now the father has embarrassed everyone. And that's just all there is to it. And that's just a creepy, sticky, layered story. And, I mean, that's a mess for him. I don't want to be him. Here's the deal. Don't try to make out with chicks selling hot dogs at the stadium. There's an idea.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.